So how did your rugby career come to an end, Andy?
I was 2004.
Yeah, you played 21 games in the 2003-04 season.
Yeah, basically at the end of that season came in, and I wanted another contract. I thought I had another year in me, and it was out of the blue, really, and I was led to believe I was going to get another contract. And Dean and Nigel came in and said, so there's no easy way to see this, really. He said, after all the years you've been here, he said, but we're not offering you a contract. And yeah, difficult, difficult moment. Cried my eyes out. It was tough. It was very emotional for me. I didn't want to leave. I thought I was in good nick. I thought he had another year to offer. But in the reality, in the cold light of day, when you actually look at it, and when I got home, sort of I got through the emotional side of it. I thought that, you know, but it was always, it came to a massive shock, and it came and it hit me hard. So like for a long time, it took, you know, a while to get over, I must admit. And it was part of your life. It wasn't just, you know, playing, you know, sports. It was your life. It's your way of life, and everything I did had something to do with someone in this rugby club, or, you know what I mean, someone associated with it, and which, you know, it was difficult. But like I say, you things change and you get on with it, which I did. And I sort of looked after United for a bit. They sort of gave me that job as sort of like just to, I think they felt a bit sorry for me, sort of thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Keep me involved.
Didn't want to cut you off from the club.
Yeah. And it was difficult then, because I had to start working. I had to do things and do other things, and it's sort of like, you know, it was okay, but if you're going to be involved, you can be involved. I'm never going to be sort of like a spare part sort of thing, which I felt I was. No fault of anyone's, it was just there it was sort of thing. And I didn't really grasp the opportunity to take it any further, really. And then I decided, like, you know, the way forward is to get a career sort of thing, or change my career. And, you know, what I do now in my career and everything that I've done in my life since is being because of this rugby club, really. And, you know, I'm really open about that and real truthful about that. And, you know, things that I've done in my life is because I've done this, like, do you know what I mean? And which is getting open doors up for me, and, you know, people's perceptions of you, especially when you play professional sport, change. And you're no different, by the way, but it's just the way it is. And I was lucky that I had the opportunity to do that, but then to have other opportunities outside of rugby that I'm doing now, it's fine. And, you know, but now what I enjoy the most is sort of like coming here now and just sort of like thinking, right, you know, just like sitting here with you guys this afternoon talking about it, you know, having a beer and just feeling, right, I've done my bit, like, you know what I mean?
Knowing you're part of the history.
And that feels for me sort of like greater joy the most, really, yeah. I think, like, you know what I mean? Very humbling, very, what, you know, like what you guys and what other people say about, you know, nice things and stuff like that. It's a nice thing to have, really. And yeah. So, like, all I'll say to do, like I say to everybody, just try my best sort of thing, you know, and if you try your best and it comes off, then that's all you can do, and I'm sure you did sort of thing. And so it was a nice, pleasant experience for me, really. And like I say, it's nice now to come back and sort of like, especially what you guys are doing, it makes it even more sort of relevant, because I always thought that the history of the club was overlooked at a certain stage of its history. And, you know, yeah. Thank you two guys for doing what you've done.
We can agree on that.
Yeah. But it's sort of like now, you know, it gives everybody an opportunity to, you know, relive what they've done, and people to see what they've done, and people, you know, the history of it all, and what you have done, which is...
Well, it's been very evident at the various events we've held, you know, former players. And, of course, the Former Players Association has come out of it as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, you know, that side of it, my rugby, my life after rugby, has been nice sort of thing. I've been lucky that, you know, it's sort of like fell into place with, like, you know, and like, you know, the Hall of Fame and the slab laying and all the rest of it and that. So, you know, it'd be nice to then, because you have the history, then to be sort of like, you know, sat along sort of like what I would say with lots of greats, like, which is, you know, can't think of yourself in that way because it's a bit difficult, right?
You know? Oh, that's because you're too modest.
Well, yeah, maybe, but do you know what I mean? It's just how it is, sort of thing, like, you know?
Yeah.
But it's nice.
Yeah. But what has your involvement in rugby been in more recent years?
Well, I left rugby sort of thing, and then sort of like I started my own clinics, coaching and stuff like that, which I enjoyed. And then an opportunity, I wasn't doing anything actually, and then Pete Lambert, who's running, Colin Henderson actually, sorry, he was running Lydney at the time, he rang me, so said, because I know him, he's a mate sort of thing, can you sit on the bench for Lydney? And I said, well, I haven't played in sort of like 18 months. He said, well, if you don't sit on the bench, we have to cancel the game. And it's like a league game and all the rest of it. So it's like, bit emotional blackmail. Like, I don't know why from Lydney, mate, but there you were. So I ended up sort of like sitting on the bench with them, played 20 minutes with them, either game, and a little bit of coaching with them. I really enjoyed it. And then he said, oh, do you want to sort of like do it full time? I said, yeah. And it's like, obviously, they're in a semi-professional environment sort of thing. And I said, we'll put something together. And then I said, oh, I don't want to do it for that sort of thing, you know what I mean, not being sort of funny, but I think I'm more valued, so I can't afford it. And then Pete Glanville then, who was boss of Cinderford, he said, well, if you're going to do it for Kent, you can do it for them, you can do it for us. And I said, well, like I said, you know, this is my offer and this is, you know, what I think I'm worth. And he said, all right, we'll pay it. So he paid it, so I ended up playing 4.5 years for Cinderford, and now I'm sort of like director of rugby. I was player coach all the way through that. Now I'm director of rugby. So, and I retired when I was 44 and a half. 45 in that season, actually, the end of that season, but I think. And, you know, my involvement there is like, you know, obviously run the club there and the rugby side of it and National Division One. Very competitive, third layer tier of English rugby, so good standard, and I'm pleased with it, and the guys are going okay, and got my jersey this weekend for our first overseas trip, a competitive overseas trip. It's in the
top, aren't they?
Yeah, jersey. Yeah.
Is somebody funding them?
Yeah, well, they got numerous, yeah. So we're excited about that. We'll go tomorrow, travel tomorrow, so, and just talking earlier about sort of like French days and travelling and stuff like that, it'd be like those sort of days again. We're on a Friday and travel, and we'll stop Saturday night and come back Sunday. So, yeah, the guys looking forward to it, and hopefully we can have a good, you know, good game over there and see how we go. But like, you know, my involvement in rugby, that's, I know any rugby should be played. Again, look, talking about Saint-André sort of thing, I'm not into sort of like coaching it, but. I think I can spot a player. I think I know how I play. The team I got is really good coaches and players, and I think, you know, they respect what I've done, and you know, we all work together really well. And it's a tough league with obviously the issues with finances and stuff like that, and all the time comes into it. And you know, but you know, we're sort of say punching above our weight a bit, so I'll make it continue. But, so that's what I do.
Have you ever played other sports?
Yeah, I've played cricket for a long time. Yeah, I was all rounder for cricket. Did every single sport at school, really. I got colours for every single sport, really. Swimming, badminton, squash, played football. I was an all round sort of like sportsman, you know.
Yeah.
But so as you get older, with rugby and the wear and tear of rugby, your shoulders go, your knees go, you sort of like, you know, you can't bowl, you can't swing a club. And you sort of get a bit stiff, so from that point of view, it's I was younger, I played everything really, and when I got older, so I played a bit of cricket and obviously rugby, and then when you got professional, you can't play anything anyway, so they all let you. So it's a case of, you know, I enjoy that, I enjoy sport, I enjoy watching sport, I enjoy, you know, I enjoy football, I support Man United sort of thing, so watch them as much as I can, or when they were youth sort of thing. They're watching quite a lot when he's playing on Sundays and on Saturday. So, yeah, it was you know, anything really, sport-wise, you know, I enjoy it.
But despite being so heavily involved with Cinderford, you do get back to see Gloucester?
Occasionally, over Christmas I came back and watched the game. I get invited to, maybe Friday night. Well, coincidentally, it would be a Friday night then, but we're like Toulouse this week. Yeah. But obviously we're travelling, so I can't make that. And, sort of like come over and, you know, stand in the 1873, so I look over my shoulders with a point in my hand, sort of thing. I went, because Dave pointed to me, head coach at Cinderford, obviously Dave played as well, sort of thing. And we came at the beginning of this season, I can't remember who was playing, it might even be a trial game. And, the end of last season was against Sale, and we actually hammered him. It was a sunny day, and we both turned round to one another, sort of thing, and said, you know, you cut off your right arm to be out there today, because it was packed. It was red and white everywhere. There's so much shining. Yeah. And the pitch looked immaculate, and it just looked an absolute picture. And we just said exactly, we said the same thing at the same time when he was looking at it. We said, well, if you can't play on that today, if you're a Gloucester player, there is something bloody wrong with you. And I think they smashed them 60-0, which they, you know, and afterwards he said, well, yeah, fair play to them, because it was perfect. And sometimes, like, whoever they're playing in the Premiership, the Gloucester's going to win for some reason, because that's it, like, you know what I mean? And we had that feeling that day, and it was just, the setting was absolutely perfect. And, you know, obviously me and Dave have experienced that at times in our life, where we knew, yeah, it'll be much better than this, really.
Yeah.
It was nice. And the guys got to realise that there, you know, playing a special place and a special shooting.
Do you look at particular bits of the King's Home pitch and think, remember things?
Yeah, yeah, down that far end sort of thing, down over there sort of thing. It's gone now, that's where we're Dave Balmer sort of thing. There always used to be a bit of an olives. We sort of, like, you know, scrum the lives out of people down there sort of thing, you know, especially on a dark day, like, or a dark afternoon when it went a bit black, or in a night game sort of thing. You get down there, they never liked it down there sort of thing. And back in the old, when you used to have a social club this end, we always like going that way sort of thing, like, you know what I mean? So it was, you know, when you see, like, the, you know, pictures of the cathedral behind the lineout sort of thing, like, you know what I mean? I got pictures of that up in my, I was lucky enough to be voted Player of the Year. They gave me a nice oil painting of that sort of thing, like, you know what I mean? By the Players Association, the Supporters Association, that they was at the time, I think. And but I think the ground now is special. It really is. Really is. Real proud of it. Like, and, you know, it's like, like, you know, how Gloucester should be. That they should have a good ground, because they're the best in the country. Like, you know what I mean? So, just have facilities to match.
Yeah. What are we left out, Andy?
I think that's about it, actually, gents. I think we've exhausted everything. It's been a pleasure talking through it and reliving old days, sort of thing. And it's like, again, sort of like some days, it's sort of like good talk to talk away, because you sort of, like, you know, forgetting, you know, rekindles memories, all good and bad, really. But, like I say, most of mine were just good memories, and, you know, I was very proud of what I did, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity to do what I did, sort of thing. In the case of, you know, like I said earlier, when I come back now and be part of the history, it's sort of like a proud moment for me. And, you know, I'll take it with me now that, you know, everything that I've done in my life sort of after rugby is, you know, in some small way, whatever I've done has contributed to this rugby club, which is, you know, I think a lot of people can say that, like, do you know what I mean? Which is, you know, a testament to this rugby club. And I just hope it goes on from strength to strength, and, you know, I'm sat here in another 40 years, hopefully, sort of thing, and they're going as strong as they go in there and winning some silver. I think that's just what we need to do now, just win a bit more silver, perhaps, and we'll be okay, but, you know what I mean? But I think, you know, where other rugby clubs, and would I want to play for other rugby clubs? So I've seen a lot of rugby clubs in my time, sort of thing. There's no other rugby club in the world that I would want to play for, like, you know what I mean? And they're unique. And, you know, like I say, it is, the shirt in itself is a unique shirt. And, you know, every time you put it on, you did it justice. And that's what I always try to do. So, this was good.
Well, it's been as much of a pleasure for us to interview you as it was to watch you play for all those years.
Thank you very much
indeed.
All right, thank you.